Imagine a beauty contest judged not by humans, but by artificial intelligence, an algorithm selecting winners based on objective standards of beauty. When Beauty AI ran exactly this contest in 2016, the results were shocking. Nearly all winners were white. This wasn't a glitch, but a revelation of how machines learn to reproduce our existing prejudices. Welcome to the world of the new Jim Code, technologies that appear neutral or even beneficial while encoding and reproducing racial hierarchies. In an era where algorithms increasingly determine who gets jobs, loans, healthcare, and freedom, these digital systems aren't just reflecting our biases, they're amplifying them at unprecedented scale and speed. What makes this particularly troubling is how these technologies operate under a veneer of objectivity. When Facebook's algorithms reproduce racist patterns from users' behavior, or when Google's search results reinforce stereotypes, they're not neutral tools, but active participants in perpetuating discrimination. The defining characteristic isn't just that they discriminate, but that they do so while claiming objectivity or even benevolence, often under the guise of efficiency and innovation. Why does this matter? Because Silicon Valley's move fast and break things ethos raises a critical question. What about the people broken in the process? When a woman with a tumor is denied a bank loan because an algorithm flags her as high risk, or when facial recognition systems consistently fail to identify people of color, we see how technology can encode human judgments and societal biases in ways that fundamentally reshape access and opportunity. Can robots be racist? They certainly can, even without explicit intention to harm. The assumption that racism requires white hoods and racial slurs misunderstands how bias operates. When machines learn to think like humans, they absorb our cultural biases. Names function as social codes. Research shows job seekers with white-sounding names receive 50% more callbacks than those with black-sounding names, equivalent to 8 additional years of work experience. Algorithms trained on human writing associate white names with pleasant words and black names with unpleasant ones. Machine learning algorithms learn from data sets reflecting cultural prejudices. Facial recognition systems show higher error rates for darker-skinned faces, especially women of color. Resume screening algorithms penalize candidates with names associated with minority communities. Even diverse programming teams can perpetuate stereotypes if developers lack power to intervene or if economic pressures prioritize speed over equity. What makes the new Jim Code particularly insidious is that tech designers encode judgments into systems while claiming racist outcomes are external to their process, creating a double layer of racism that's both magnified and buried under digital denial. Technology often renders Black people either invisible or hypervisible in harmful ways. The sitcom Better Off Ted satirizes this through motion sensors that fail to detect Black employees. Rather than fixing the technology, the company hires white employees to follow Black workers, a parallel to Jim Crow segregation presented as comedy. This paradox appears in automated soap dispensers that don't recognize dark skin, security cameras that disproportionately flag Black individuals as suspicious, and facial recognition systems that both fail to identify Black faces while over-surveilling Black communities. These technologies reflect broader power dynamics where Blackness is either erased or over-policed. Visual technologies and racial taxonomies share deep historical connections. Victorian photography emerged alongside pseudoscientific race theories, with photographers documenting human difference for colonial projects. Kodak's Shirley cards, used from the 1950s through the 1990s, exemplify technical bias. These calibration cards exclusively featured white women, establishing whiteness as the default and systematically underexposing darker skin. The Polaroid ID2 camera demonstrates technology's direct role in racial oppression. Its boost button for darker skin wasn't an inclusive feature, but a tool for South Africa's apartheid regime to photograph Black citizens for mandatory passbooks. The Polaroid Revolutionary Workers Movement slogan, "Polaroid imprisons black people in 60 seconds," sparked a campaign that ultimately pushed Polaroid to exit South Africa. The concept of fixing reveals assumptions about what constitutes a problem and who determines solutions. Technologies marketed as social remedies often extend rather than disrupt oppressive systems. Electronic monitoring, EM, illustrates this dynamic. Marketed as a humane alternative to incarceration, these devices create what researcher James Kilgore calls e-carceration, a digital prison without walls. During his experience with EM, Kilgore faced impossible choices. Taking his seriously ill mother to the hospital meant violating mobility restrictions, demonstrating how the technology fails to accommodate basic human needs. AI-powered hiring tools present similar concerns. Platforms like HireVue claim to reduce unconscious bias through facial expression analysis, while Amazon's abandoned AI recruitment tool downgraded resumes containing words like women's, demonstrating how historical biases become encoded in seemingly neutral systems. Medical technologies also embed racial assumptions. Spirometers include race correction buttons that assume lower lung capacity for black patients, a practice traced to plantation physician Samuel Cartwright's racist theories. Similar race-based adjustments in kidney and cardiac tests perpetuate health disparities under the veneer of scientific precision. The growing empathy discourse in technology, particularly virtual reality marketed as an empathy machine, raises critical questions about technologically mediated empathy. VR experiences claiming to foster understanding often reduce complex social issues to simplified narratives, as exemplified by Zuckerberg's tone-deaf virtual visit to hurricane-devastated Puerto Rico. These limitations are evident in criminal justice applications. While VR training programs for prisoners promise rehabilitation, they exist alongside policies where over 65 million Americans face employment discrimination due to criminal records. Companies invest in VR training while maintaining hiring practices that exclude former offenders. Human-centered design methodology often prioritizes paying clients or dominant groups rather than those most impacted. Similarly, tech industry diversity initiatives frequently focus on teaching marginalized individuals to code switch instead of addressing systemic inequities. Creating just technologies requires fundamental shifts, prioritizing equity over efficiency, social good over market imperatives, and genuine transformation over technological quick fixes that merely maintain existing power structures. What would truly liberatory technologies look like? Benjamin advocates for independent, enforceable, coded equity audits as accountability tools, examining not just outcomes, but also underlying assumptions, training data, and algorithmic decision-making processes. Community-based approaches like the Detroit Digital Justice Coalition's DiscoTech model and the Our Data Bodies Project center marginalized perspectives through collective data governance, participatory design, and community ownership of technological infrastructure. Benjamin connects current data justice work to historical Black resistance, citing W.E.B. Du Bois's pioneering infographics and Ida B. Wells Barnett's documentation of lynching statistics as tools for social justice. Against predominantly white future visions, Benjamin highlights Afrofuturist and Chicano futurist alternatives that center people of color while confronting systems of domination. She showcases subversive projects like the White Collar Crime Risk Zones app that flips predictive policing toward financial crimes, and Hyphen Labs designs, including police recording earrings and facial recognition blocking clothing. Liberation requires both critical analysis and creative alternatives that prioritize community needs, foster collective agency, and challenge oppressive systems. The new Jim Code isn't inevitable. It's a choice made with every design decision. Another world is possible, where technology serves justice rather than oppression.